Doggy Cook.
While you're going alone onward, and Srimati Radhika taking the Suval and Krishna were two from this body, but they were one in Bhavana. As a mitra, mitra friend, bosom friend, that
it is rasa with Krishna, it is sakyaras, there is no madhurya mixed in. That's, I think, your question. And there is his ecstasy.
Sakha he has, but not only sakha. He wants to meet Krishna and he helps. तुम क्या सुनेगा सुन करके क्या होगा खूब भजन करो सब कुछ अभी चित्त चंचल तुम लोगों का अभी इधर कभी उधर आओ अभी साधन हरि नाम करो चांत करो
He wants to unite Radha and Krishna.
So he is like Manjari.
No, no.
On the other side, no.
Priya Narma Sakha.
Yeah.
He helps Krishna in Radhika.
But his Anubhav, Satika Bhav, Yavitari Bhav, is it anyway like Manjari or always like?
Not Manjari, like Priya Narma Sakha.
Special category.
Not like women in Kishori.
But nothing more than the
Sakha, Mitra Sakha, Prana Sakha is more than that. He has so intimate friendship with Krishna that he mamata, when Krishna is mine, so that he is greater than all another. Madhamangal, Sridham, and all of them. And sometimes he takes the shape of Radhika.
A form.
Form. Once Krishna was with Srimati Radhika and all of the gopis. Meantime, animal, Padma, the Sakhi of Seventu, mother in Jatila, and she told that just I have seen Krishna and Radhika meeting at Bhandirbhanda in a cave or kunj. I have just seen. She became very furious and angry. In the meantime, getting this
information.
Padma went away very happy because she was about to go and to see herself, that fact, and then doing anything. But in the meantime, in the way, Vishakha met. She told that, where you are going? She told that, I am going to Bhandirbhanda. Why? I have heard that Radhika has gone to meet Krishna there and they are meeting. Oh, you are very foolish. Krishna is doing drama with her friends.
His friends.
His friends. And he has made Subal as Radhika and playing. And he has given this information to you. And if you will go there, they will make Subal naked. And they will so and they will clapping in hands, they will laugh and make you very foolish and foolish. It will be fair. So Subal at that Subal was ready to take the shape of Smriti Radhika and to make foolish. So he is very near and dear and always helps Smriti Radhika. So sometimes bhava is so higher, then he takes a form of Mahabhava, a little bit.
Srimati Radhika must like Subal very much.
Both shape are like same. If Sridham is brother of Radhika, but yet he is so beautiful and so looking, if he dressed like a woman, she is seen as Sri Radhika. And he is very clever, very intelligent, and he knows how to write. Sometimes when Krishna falls to Manbhanga of Radhika, understand? He sends Subal. And Subal
pacifies.
She speaks in so manner that his heart melts. It is enough. It does not mean that Subal becomes ready and his bhava is like gopis. His bhava is always as friend, but so intimacy with Krishna and Radhika that he comes in Mahabhava.
Another question about Srimati Radhika with Mukhya, Mada and Khagabda.
It is mentioned that Srimati Radhika, it is mentioned that the gopis are in three divisions, Mukta, Madhya,
Khagabda.
So, in the Goloka, the spiritual, Bhama Vrindavan is also spiritual, but in that place, those three divisions are also there. So
everything has come out from there.
Krishna also has different ages. Komara, Kishore, Yavana. All
Sandhi.
Not that he is only one age, but it's someone said that Krishna is in Goloka is Kishore, but his mother sees him as her son, so she sees him as a child. But I think that he must be all of those different ages, not only by what she sees, but he must be able to be all the different ages.
You are right.
Chinta Shakti.
His every pastime is Nitya. So he every age is Nitya. But Kishore and Vaishnavi are are most important. Because Gopi's ras is sarvottam, and so Krishna, Gopis are very much interested in Kishore. So Kishore Mukti is Shrestha Chaitanya Chaitanya. It has been stated. Vaya kaisurukam dhyam arde iva parurasa.
It's like a full-blown lotus.
Only not full, but it has so many qualities. So much sushital. Sushital. So much fragrant. So much komal. Komal?
Soft.
Soft. So much bhava-purna, lalita, and every qualification in fluid.
Kishore. Yesterday when we were speaking about the different gopis, Nitya-priya gopis, the Nitya-siddha gopis, the Munichari gopis, different gopis, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur gives the example that some of the gopis, like a mango, some gopis were not yet
ready,
ripened. But by hearing about ras, then gradually the mango got sweeter, and then when it was ready, it was offered to Krishna.
When a mali means a
gardener,
pick up so many mangoes. Some are half ripened, some are half not ripe at all, only full, young. So young becomes ripe, ripe becomes more ripe, and another ripe are very much most beautiful, fragrant, everything, and to take place. So we have given very beautiful description. Where you have read it?
In our Guru Maharaj's
Tika?
No, it is in, not in Guru Maharaj's Tika, because he did not write that, he passed away, but his disciple, Ridhananda Maharaj, he has given the translation of Vishwanath Chakravarti. It seems that Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's position is very unique.
All are unique. All are unique. One gives
seed.
Seed. One gives with ankur seed. That is
sprout.
That is Sanatana Goswami. And one gives seed with ankur, with leaves, that are Raghunath, Bhatta, and all others. And after that, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he gives with fruit also.
Who gave the seed?
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
And with the ankur?
Sanatana Goswami,
somebody
in his Vaishnava Toshini, Brihad Vaishnava Toshini Tika.
What about Rupa Goswami?
Eh? Rupa Goswami? Rupa Goswami is everything. He's out of all this. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has blindly followed Rupa Goswami.
Blindly followed.
And he gives yukti. Yukti means
argument.
Argument, hither and thither and so on, and follows. Jiva Goswami has two visions, one for anadhikari, one for adhikari. But Vishwanath Chakravarti has no two sides, only one side. Sometimes he alochana karte hain, alochana mein
discussion
na ye kaatte unke argument ko, he cuts the arguments of Jiva Goswami also.
Yeah,
vividly.
Yeah.
He tells that where in Srimad Bhagavat is any example that gopis were swakiya. Patishitanvaya, bhratri aham bhavan. And there are so many examples in each slok that gopis are working. Not here in Vrindavan, but also in Golok Vrindavan.
It seems that in one place that Jiva Goswami says that none of the gopis had any children. There's one statement, when Krishna meets with the gopis Haras, he jokes with them, saying that now you should all return to your husbands and your children. So, Jiva Goswami says that actually he's joking, because it is rasavas to say, according to Rupa Goswami, to say, bring up the mood of parents, that is your mother, at the same time that they're feeling this conjugal mood. Vishwanath Chakravarti says that some of them may have had children because they had some material desire. You said that yesterday. But after becoming qualified, then they gave up that body.
Hmm. Or then these words have been told.
Is that correct?
I blindly follow Vishwanath Chakravarti. Jiva Goswami, I do vichar means.
What does that mean, vichar?
Vichar means this is the blackness.
Doesn't matter, you will try. What does that mean?
I have to think.
Analysis.
Analysis. Why Jiva Goswami is telling like this? But in Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, how direct our heart adopts it. And no use of mental anything. But in Jiva Goswami, mentally we will have to judge and
weigh
see,
everything.
Analyze.
Why he has told? He has told it for anadhikari or adhikari, or why he has told?
Yeah, and I think he felt, Jiva Goswami felt that it was his duty to explain everything in such a way to convince all the other sampradayas that Rupa Goswami is.
But he has not cared.
He
has
not cared.
No.
Julian Mani has given a very big
commentary. We were wondering about that.
Against Jiva Goswami.
Yes.
All things are against him, but he is telling that he is our acharya, he is Rupanuga. He cannot tell like this. His thoughts were different, but he has to. In Ujjwal Nilmani, you can see that. Duty,
messenger.
Swayam Duti.
After Duti.
After Duti. In Swayam Duti, Swayam Duti means, this will come next year. Swayam Duti means, Kopi Naika are herself requesting Krishna to meet. To meet, you should understand. But how? By opposing words like opposing, but they are not opposing. They are praying. These are sabda, sabda uttha, neither are artha, arthalankar, so many things. I cannot express, I am not expressing to you, but you should know things. Very, very beautiful things.
So you were saying that he was opposing Jiva
Goswami? Like gopis. They want to denote another thing, and by telling the words by upper, it means anything else. Don't come with me. Your life will be spoiled. Your house will be ruined. But this is not ruined. You should come. If you will not come, your life will be ruined.
So he says that.
So Jiva Goswami has told all these things. Vishwanatha Chakravarti tells that he is my acharya, he is my pranamna. I have taken something, what he was taking, I have taken a rest, prasadam. And yet he discord.
Disagrees. He disagrees.
He disagrees with the fact that he has written first pati of the Swakiya Bhava. What else? Words are telling another thing, but meaning is another, quite opposite. In Srimad Bhagavat 2, gopis are telling Krishna, when they met at Kurukshetra, why you told like this, and why you sent your brother and Uddhava, which were telling that I am everywhere, meditate. And why you told in the rush that go at once to your husbands and return, see your child and everything? Krishna told that I was thinking that you are so clever and very buddhiman.
Intelligent.
But now you see that you are not so intelligent. Why? Because I have never told you in the rush to go to your husband. I was telling only that it is midnight, it is so deep, andhakar. Dark, so many serpents and other things. And this is quite nirjana sthan. Nirjana means
quite
lonely place. So return, not returning I but it is the time to meet me. I am pati of pati. I am your patis are not your pati. I was telling that you should serve your pati, that I was telling to serve me. Gopi told that you are quite intelligent, enough intelligent. We want to hear from your mouth these things. We know that you are telling that.
Gopis are more intelligent.
Krishna told that, oh, now I knew that you are here. So, words are denoting another thing, but the what? Dhani. Dhani means it.
Yeah, who knows the...
wealthy person.
Huh? The one who knows...
Dhani denotes another thing. The inner meaning. Dhani means inner meaning.
Upalakshana.
Huh?
Upalakshana.
No. A hidden meaning of any word is called dhani. Pani piyoge, will you drink water again? One was taking water, any kantedar machali, fish having males, kanta, you know, kanta.
Fish
having
lobster, stick.
Yeah. Full of bone, outside bone.
See?
Not bone, but kanta ki hai. Kanta mani ki?
Kanta the hand bole, kanta ke bole, jun ghodi kanta ke hand bole. Kanta ne ee bole, bone, ula pae jate.
Bone na na kanta dekhao.
See?
Very
pointed.
Anything, pointed thing which goes, but...
A fish.
Eh?
Sword.
Not sword.
Lobster.
Mm.
That it means with the hands they have that.
He was drinking water at Ekadasi din, drinking in Jamuna water.
What happened?
And happened that one fish.
Wow.
Then
he was
telling, announcing that
bone.
I don't take anything
sparse
on Ekadasi.
He was bathing,
Then, when fish went there, and he came out, and he became
restless.
Then another man told that, "Will you drink again water? This meeting means it is don't
take water in the cup."
Like this is called dhvani. So gopis and Krishna in Bhagavata has used like this.
Indirectly.
In our Goswami Granth also it is written, full of all these things. And this is called rasa.
Is this Parokshabad?
Parokshabad.
Everything is Parokshabad. To protect from Ananakari. The gopis, did they have husbands? Did they actually not have husbands, or did they have husbands who were gopas who had ras with Krishna? Or was their husband just imaginary? Or did their husband have, they also have ras with
Krishna? These husband in Golok Vrindavan, only abhiman. Understand?
Yeah.
Only idea. They're only thinking they have.
Only idea.
Yeah.
No shape at all there. But in Bhavan Vrindavan, that abhiman has taken shape as it. By yoga maya.
Mm.
No illusory maya there. Only.
I have a question. Can I ask my question?
Yeah, let's see.
Jyotila
question.
Jyotila.
Jyotila is also abhiman in Golok Vrindavan.
Kamsa
also.
Jyotila is abhiman.
Abhiman only.
Oh.
No actually there. No place.
Kamsa
abhiman.
Sura.
Oh.
Like in a dark room.
Sura.
I am alone in a room. At once I heard any sound in the room, but saw nothing. There is any ghost here. And I feared and ran away from him. But there was nothing.
But in your mind it was.
So in Golok Vrindavan, nothing like this. Only Abhiman. Abhiman, any word for Abhiman?
Ego.
Ego.
Concept.
But here. And that conception makes only yoga maya. No work of illusory maya. Then?
No more. Yeah. You have finished us easily. We left. You have something?
You have a red.